You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The views presented here are in no way the views representative of the rabbinate of the Shari Tefillah. With that introduction, I want to talk about a number of the issues. So before we get into any of the sources, we have to identify what the potential issues that have to be discussed in the first place. Number one, which will be the most evident mefurish in the Gemaras and Rishonim, will be if you could have a tziruf of a minyan with people on two sides of the mechitza. Meaning, if you have five on one side, five on the other side, do you have a minyan in shul or do you not have a minyan in shul? Once you deal with that, then we're going to get to the, if you don't have a minyan there, then a lot of other questions are going to fall away. If we assume that you do have a minyan between five and five, then, let's rephrase that. If you don't have a minyan between five and five on either side of the mechitza, then we could ask other questions. Let's say you have a minyan in the men's section, but a person in the women's section, is that person in fulfillment of Tefillah B'Tzibur? Are they not in fulfillment of Tefillah B'Tzibur? Even if they are in fulfillment of Tefillah B'Tzibur, was the nature of their tefillah identical or not identical, which will be based on what is actually the Kedushas Hamakom? We know that a base Knesset has a din of Kedusha, which we learn from a pasuk. And Pazgin Yecheska, right? Pazgin Yecheska, I think, says that Mikdash Ma'at, which Chazal Dashen referred to Kedusha of Beis Knesset and a Beis Medrash. So the question is, what is the status of the Kedushas HaEzos Noshim, which is a very important question, because what would happen if, for example, there's a desire to enlarge the Ezos Noshim at the expense of, let's say, the men's section? So are these equal rishuyos? Are they equal levels of kedusha? Will there be a problem? I know I'm not allowed to take a men's section and turn it into, let's say, extend the kiddush area, because that'll be a bittul to the kedusha of the Ezra's Gvarim. What if I want to turn that Ezra's Gvarim into an Ezra's Nashim, because there are a lot of women in shul who want to expand the Ezra's Nashim? Will that be an issue? Will that not be an issue? Obviously, all the less halachic, these are all halachic questions which we'll analyze. The less halachic questions, which is the level of propriety or niceness that it is to a random woman who might decide to daven in a shul on a Friday night or another minyan, that is not going to be discussed whatsoever in terms of a person's makom kavua or other, talking that might happen more in one section than a different section, that also I'm not going to talk about at all. Tonight we will only discuss absolutely halachic topics without any hashkafic applications. Those I'll leave to your own machinations and conclusions. So let's begin with, and by the way, we're going to take a tour in figuring this shaila out through lots of sugyas, nothing to do with tefillah. And then we'll apply it all to tefillahs. The first sugya actually starts with the halach of kachim kalim. Kachim kalim have to be eaten not just in the makom of the Beis HaMikdash, but in Yerushalayim. But the question is, where is the end of Yerushalayim? Meaning if you, for example, again, Shar Yafa was not really the end of the old Yerushalayim. Shar Yafa was built by, not Herod, by somebody in Saladin, maybe? I don't know, somebody, Suleiman, something about 500, 600 years ago, one of the Turkish or Ottoman emperors. So in old Yerushalayim, you can eat the Kajim Kalim until you get to the edge of the sea. Well, where's the edge of the city? Says the Mishnah Psachim Daf Pehei. The Mishnah says that the edge of the city after which you have taken the Kajim Kalim too far, and therefore they have to, they become puzzle. Min ha'agaf v'lefnim kilefnim. Min ha'agaf v'lachutz kilachutz. If you have a doorway, and the doorway of the Shar Ha'ir swings open, and the person who has his kachim kalim in his hand is standing such that if the door would swing closed on him, he would be inside. That person is considered inside the city. Min ha'agaf v'lachutz. If the door would close and he'd be on the outside, he is halachically outside the city, and therefore it would be a problem if he had korban with him. What if he was inside the width of the wall itself? Kilafnin, that's considered inside. Zok the Gemara, that has only to do with karbanos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chein letfilah. Here we already see the first connection, correlation to davening. Says Rashi in the italics, v'chein letfilah. Ha'omi min ha'aga v'lefnim mitztarif la'asara. Ha'omi chutz la'pesach ein mitztarif. Somebody who is within the closing of the door is mitzdaif to a minyan. That is the shita of Rav. That's what it means, v'chein l'tfila, that Rashi learning is that it just like we have the parameters for what's chutz li'ir for kashrut kal, so too it's tarfus for a minyan. Why am I dwelling on this? Because we're going to see something else later that contrasts this point. Continues the Gemara. And so I just want to plead with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, an absolutely beautiful line. Hafilu mechitza sher bazel, eina mafsekes bein Yisrael lavim shabashamayim. You could build all the walls in the world, and that cannot distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a wall is not going to stand in the way of somebody's being part of a minyan. Says Rashi, Eina mafsekes she'ein hafsek lifnei hamakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, he's not bound by place, and therefore how could you tell me that I can only talk to Hashem if I'm in a certain place? And therefore, place or walls have nothing to do with Hashem. Shakol goli v'yidu l'fanav, ein stim l'fanav. There's no such thing as building a wall in front of Hashem. That's a childish notion. And therefore, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you can be mitzdaif to a minyan, even though you are on the other side of a wall. What it sounds like, if we stop at this gemara, it sounds like we have machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, if you have to be in the same room to be part of a minyan. That's how Rashi learns. So what do we have to do? We have to find out, who do we paskin like? If we paskin like Rav, we're in trouble. If we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, then we're good to go, and people could be mitzdaif. We're at whichever room, whichever building they're in. Because you can't put a mechitza between you and Hashem. Let's go now to Sota. Sota is going to be talking about something entirely different. We know that the Birchas Kohanim, the Gemara tells us, even if somebody's not in shul necessarily, they could still be the beneficiary of Birchas Kohanim. Now the question is, says the Gemara, Amsha Chorei HaKohanim Ein Bechla Bracha. Only people who are standing in front of the Kohanim are included in the Bracha Birchas Kohanim, and not those people to his back. Pshita Richa Bapi Gutzi Lamapsiki. Clearly, if you have tall people, let's say you have the Birchas Kohanim, people at Kohanim are standing in front, and you have really tall people standing in the first two rows, and short people are standing behind them. Are we going to assume that the tall people are being mafsiks, and the Bracha can't, you know, go through those tall, you know, those tall people? So if we ever have a basketball team visit our shul for Yontif, we should always have them sit, you know, in the back rows of the shul. Says the Gemara, pshit, of course that's not going to be a problem. Tall people aren't going to stop the gutzi lo mafsiki. Similarly, are we going to assume that the bima in the middle of the shul is going to be mafsik between the konim and the people in the back? Teva lo mafsika, clearly not. The question is, what about a mechitza? Are the women going to get birchas konim if they're behind the mechitza between them and the konim? Tashma. Now let's see how many shitas the Gemara brings, and which ones. Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afil Mechitza Shabrazel, Einam Afsekes Ben Yisrael, Lavim Shabashamayim. How many shitas were brought?
One.
What is the Gemara clearly assuming?
Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua.
Oh, we pass and like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is gevaldik, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the shita who says that the mechitzas don't stop anything between me and Hashem, and therefore, if we plug this Psak of the Gemara, Pasuk Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, into the previous Gemara, it ends up being that to be mitzari for a mechit, to be mitzari for a minyan, walls don't change anything. Walls don't serve as a mechitza to break between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, between different parts of Klal Yisrael and their interests of Davin. And therefore, if we stop here, we are in a very good place. Mechitzas do not stop Birchas Kohanim, and similarly, mechitzas do not stop Sira for a minyan. Let's not stop here though. Let's continue to the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin talks about carrying an item that was konish visas kalim. Certain halachas of, let's say, when Shabbos comes in and it's owned by a certain person in a certain location, once Shabbos sets in, the item is limited to only be able to be carried where that person, the owner, is allowed to carry it. So let's say if I own this sitter, and instead of situated in a certain place, then wherever I'm allowed to walk, I could carry this sitter. If you're allowed to walk somewhere else, for example, outside of 2000 Amos and other situations, you can't move my sitter to that location, says the Mishnah. Mishnah, Kol Gagos, source number 3, Kol Gagos, Yerushas Achas. Uvavad Shalo Yehei Gagavo Asara Namach Asara. Even though we said that different houses might have different, be considered different reshuyos, but all the roofs of the city, all, let's say, 500 houses, all the roofs, all those 500 roofs are all considered one reshus, and anything that's on any of those roofs could be moved to any other roof in the city. Divrei Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. Each roof is its own Rishus, and therefore, why will that be important? We'll see for the next source. The Gemara on this topic continues three blot later in source number four, talking about a certain architectural scenario. If I had a blackboard, it would be easier, but picture the following. Picture this room would be opened up, actually precisely, let's say we would take away one, two, three, four, these five middle, no, these six, all one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, these entire seven panels, and the entire wall, this wall would be entirely removed. And it would therefore opens up to a wider room that's in front. That's the case that we're about to see. The halacha is going to be, what, if you have an item in this room, could it be carried to that room? If you have an item in that front room, could it be carried in this room? We'll see, there's going to be a difference. Source number four. Chatzer gedola shenifetel ektana. If you have a wide open, a big chatzer that is open to a small one, meaning the small chatzer is missing one of its walls, and it opens up to a bigger chatzer. Gedola muteres uktana asura mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedola. The small one is considered an outgrowth of the bigger one, and therefore, whatever you was in the ketana could be carried in the gedola. Let's see the applications. Says the Gemara, look at the end of the first line. Let's say you have a case where there's a woman who owns the two properties, and you throw her get into one of them. Will it be as though you threw the get to her? Says the Gemara, Isha b'gdola v'get b'ktana miskareshes. Since the get was in the small area, and that's nimshach, that's what we're going to see in this story. Nimshach after the big one, that will be considered like she's miskareshes. The opposite won't work. Isha b'ktana v'get b'gdola, we won't be mamshach something from the big one into the small one. Ena miskareshes. Now we're going to, let's look at the punchline right now. Third line. Tzibur b'gdola u'shliach tzibur b'ktana. Let's say the 10 people or the 9 people, or let's say the 10 people for now, were in the front shul, and the shliach tzibur is in the small area. Yotzin yedei chavasan. Why? Because that shliach tzibur is schlepped to the rov. Because a small person could be schlepped. Anything, the small thing is considered attached to the bigger one. However, tzibur b'ktana or shliach tzibur b'gdola, let's say you have the minion in the small room, the shliach tzibur will not be schlepped to them because it doesn't get schlepped to the small room. Ein yotzen. Now we're going to get to the real punchline. What if you have 9 here and 1 there? Is this considered, there's no wall between them. There's not even a wall between them. Do we mitzarif 9 and 1 to have 10 people? It's an open area. They're just two chatzeros, but there's no wall between them. Says the Gemara, it depends. Tisha b'gdol v'yach b'ktana. If the 9 were in the Gdola, that one individual in the Ketana will be Nimshach HaCharam, you'll have a minion. But believe it or not, even though there's no wall here, Tisha B'Ketana V'Echa B'Gdola Ein Mitztarfin. What do you see from this Gemara? You see that even though there's no wall, but the fact that somebody's in a different Rishus makes him not be Mitztarif to a minion. What's the problem with that? Didn't we say about 3 minutes ago that the conclusion of the Gemara was like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shafilu mischitza shel barzel, ena mafsek bein Yisrael avim shvah shamayim? Walls don't stop a person, of course, and here even more so, there's no wall at all. So how could there be a break between the hitztarfas of the minyan? They're different, there's nothing breaking, there's nothing separating them. That's the kash that Tosfos here is, the source number 5.
Talking about two ashiyas.
Yeah, that is
there,
correct.
Over there, it wasn't two rishus, like you have to have like a shul or something.
Well,
you have
in general, as we'll see, as we'll go, a rishus is defined by walls. If there's a mechitza, that means it's a rishus.
No, but if you have
nowhere in halacha is defined by ownership. Right? Rishus nowhere is defined by ownership. Not rishus hayach, not rishus ram. Rishus is always defined by walls. So if there are walls, it's a separate rishus. Here, the chiddush is that even though there are no walls, it's still a separate rishus. Let's see Tosfos. Without seeing Tosfos inside, let me tell you the punchline of Tosfos. Tosfos is bothered by how could you have this contradiction. We saw above that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi sounds like a minion, and we pass like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that a minion doesn't get split up by walls. And here, this Gemara that we just on Erevin says, a minion is split up by walls by being in a different rishus. Look at the underlying line. V'nir lefarish, dilitziruf, Tosfos is now going to do something very important. He's going to split hairs. And he's going to say that there are different halachos. When we started the shir 5 minutes ago, we said that there are different issues that have to be looked at. And Tos here is going to talk about these different issues. As far as tzira for a minyan, Moder Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi de'ein mitztarf in kedar minan hacha. As far as tziruf, even Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says that walls don't break between us and Hashem, that's not talking about tziruf for a minyan. Tziruf for a minyan between two places, two rishuyos, will not be mitztarif. What was that issue, that question Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was telling us, that nothing stands between us and Hashem? Well, pligi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in that first source in Pesachim, in number one, pligi le'inyan la'anos kedusha o baruchu. What was the machlokas, whether people are together or there's a hefsik between us and others? That's in terms of answering amen. Regarding being mitztayf to a minyan, and this is going to be very important. Let's say you have five people on one side of mechitza and five on the other side of mechitza. Says Tosus, of course, everybody agrees. As evidence in source number four in the Gemara Ne'ervin, everyone agrees that there's no tziruf between two rishuyas. A wall between two people, between two groups of people, or even a different room between two people, two groups of people, there's no tziruf, there's no minyan. When is there a machlokas? And yes, we are make a like of Yeshua ben Levi, that's regarding l'inyan lanos kedusha baruch
hu. Don't you need a minyan for kedusha baruch hu too? What's the difference?
So therefore, if let's say you have a minyan in the front room, and then you have a mechitza, and you have people behind the mechitza, the people behind the mechitza comes with Yeshua ben Levi and says they're allowed to answer Kedusha and Baruch Hu because there's no hefsek between us and Hashem, and therefore mechitzas aren't going to do anything to what? To stop me from being able to answer Amen and Baruch Hu and Kedusha. But not to make a minyan. That's what we see from Tosfos explicitly. And just to clarify this point, we might not have realized, look at source number one, the first Rashi. The first Rashi on the page, in italics in source number one, was telling us that the machlokas, whether or not you could be, that we were worried about walls or not, was regarding, Rashi says, V'chein l'tfila ha'omei min agaf l'afinim, it's tarif la'asara. Rashi said that the issue of that machlokas in source number one, Pesachim Pehei, is taka, a machlokas regarding to be mitztarif to a minyan. Tosus now is arguing that. Tosus is saying, no. Regarding mitztarif to a minyan, everyone agrees it will not work. Where is there a machlokas? And where are we mekel? Only regarding being able to say amen. That's what the Tosus says on top of sort page number two. Tosus in Pesachim. V'chein l'tfila. Whereas Rashi said, v'chein l'tfila beirish because l'inyan tziruf, Rashi says that when it says v'chein l'inyan tfila, that if you're within the way the door closes, the door jam with a B at the end, then you're mitztarif. Rashi says that's for a tzirif, for a minyan. Says Tosfos v'ein erev. And here I'll read the ma'alinin lanos yachid kedusha v'yehei shmei rabba. That's Tosfos arguing on Rashi. So what do we have? We have Rashi who held that if we follow the kula amora, Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, that walls don't separate between us and Hashem. Rashi holds that that's talking about for a minyan. And a minyan can be between two places with a wall in the middle. Tosfos says that's not right. We don't paskin like that. And Tosfos concludes that you can't be mitzari if people on two sides of mechitza. All that you can have over mechitza is the ability to answer amen. That's what we see from Tosfos, which is taka, what we will see going forward in the poskim. Now, I want to raise a question before we see source number seven, and that's a sensitive issue. The question is, women saying Kaddish. Before we jump up with our heightened emotions on either side of the coin, let me just give you some history. The Chovetz Yoyer writes that for a woman, the Achronim have discussed the question of women saying Kaddish, and what we're going to really go towards is figuring out if Kaddish on the other side of Mechitz is going to be useful. The Chavetz Yoyer says that a woman saying Kaddish probably does do a tikkun for the neshama of the mace, and this is especially poignant when you have a a father or mother dies and leaves over a single daughter, one daughter without without any boys. So that woman very often feels a very, very heavy, sense of responsibility. Says the Chavis Yor, there is a tikkun to the neshama by the woman's recital of Kaddish, but the Chavis Yor says, I'm a little nervous about allowing it l'maisa because it will be yachalish koach haminhagim. Yachalish koach haminhagim, I won't even translate, everybody could understand. However, it will cause the chalishas to koach haminhagim if we allow this to happen. Comes Rav Henkin, a little bit later in the early 1900s, and he wrote in there used to be a Torah journal, HaParadeis. Does it still come out?
No.
I don't know if it's still, okay. But okay, so a Torah journal that all the Gedolei America used to, it was the Gedolei America, and Rav Henkin there has a lashon as follows. If you have, even though Chavetz Yoris says it's not proper because it will be yachlish koach hamin hagim, if you have women who are tahorim with snuim, efshir she'en kapeda. So the efshir of Rav Henkin is what was the reliance of many women in our time that they do say Kaddish based on this efshir she'en kapeda of Rav Henkin. But Rav Henkin concludes, avalo b'beis haknesses mamish. So what do those three words mean? Lo b'beis haknesses mamish, meaning they're in the Ezes Nashim?
Where else?
Yeah.
It means they shouldn't be standing in the men's section. So you should stand there as it's nashim. So let's have that question in mind. And with that, let's look at the Rashba, and maybe we'll come to a very interesting psak that I heard from Schechter about this issue of women saying Kaddish. Source number 7, the Rashba asks, V'im tomerot, im kei tzibur biktano, shliach tzibur gdola. Do you remember one of the cases that we had was not talking about a tzira for a minute, but one of the cases that we had in an earlier source in the Gemara in Erevin was that do we schlep the shliach tzibur after the minyan or the minyan after the shliach tzibur? It depends on whether in the big room or the small room. Amai in yotzi de chavasan mepnei amechitza dahag digdola. Falomi komakom ein mechitza mavsekav vein yisrael avim shvash shamayim. If we know, if we paskin that, like Reb Shua ben Levi, that mechitzas don't stop our tefillah, so why should the shliach tzibur work where I am, even if I'm in a different room? Tirei tzaraivin in the third line of source number 7. Shalom, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that nothing separates us between us and Hashem? Ella b'sheyesh b'mekomo shamotzi asara. Shamotzi roi lahotzi. You need to have a minion in that place where the motzi is in order to have the shliach tzibur being able to even say chazaras hashatz. So it's not a matter of being mitztaref. Before we talk about being mitztaref, five people here to five people there. Here we're saying, even if you have a minion, there still needs to be, in order to have it a din of Dovah Shebekdusha, 10 together with the Shliach Tzibur. And with that in mind, I want to tell you a fascinating psak that I heard from Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter said the following. If you have a woman who wants to say Kaddish, okay, like Rav Henkin, let's say that it would be okay. But where? It's a Dovah Shebekdusha. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch, all Dovah Shebekdusha. Therefore you need a minion. Is there a minion in the Ezes Nashim when the women are in the women's section?
No,
because Dovah Shebekdusha, a minion is a minion of 10 men. For like 10 men is a minion. And therefore, could she say Kaddish there? In the women's section?
No.
There's no minion there.
She has to come to the shul.
She has to come to the shul. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want to let a woman into the men's section to daven in the shul?
It's a separate issue.
Okay, that's a separate issue. People are going to feel very differently when they analyze the question, oh, should we let a woman say Kaddish? Oh, that's one question. If I would ask you, okay, you want to let a woman say Kaddish? Great. You want to let a woman say Kaddish in the men's section? It's a Dovah Shebekdusha. You need a minion. There's only a minion in the men's section. And what did Rav Henkin say? You remember I told you that line from Rav Henkin? Avalo b'beis haknesses mamish? So where, yes. In the women's section?
The hallway.
No, because there's no minion there. In the men's section, we're not going to let a woman come to the men's section.
The hallway,
that's not
right?
Maybe. Oh, so, okay. So you see, it's not a, it's more than meets the eye.
Isn't there a question whether 10 women can make their own minion?
No, there's no, that's
around.
A double pasha, that 10 women cannot say Baruch Hu, cannot say Kedusha, cannot say Kaddish. That's clear. That was never an issue. Even among those who are into women's whatevers, women groups, women tefillah groups, they only say things that don't require a minyan.
Like brachas.
Right.
So what was the psak? What was Rav Shaktu's psak?
That technically, that even though, Rav Shaktu, I think, is saying that even though technically it is doable, practically it's not so doable. Meaning, yes, it's nothing with a woman who wants to say Kaddish, like Rav Henkin's Kula, but there's no minyan on the other side of the Nesanashim.
I heard somewhere, I cannot tell you what the source was, but that the Vilna Gaon Shul, women stood in the back and said Kaddish.
That could be, but the back meaning might be right outside the door, right outside the doorway. And that we'll talk about in the continuation of what's the status of being in the doorway. That's what we're going to see right now in source number 8. We're going to read, last week we talked about the Mari Abu Hav, and I did some research. The shul in Tzfas, the Mari Abu Hav, based Knesset Abu Hav, is not where the Mari Abu Hav lived. The Mari Abu Hav never made it to Israel. He escaped Spain in 1492 after the Spanish Inquisition, fled to Portugal, and he died just a few months later in like 1493. The Beis Knesset Abu Hav was built a little bit later in Tzfas, where he never made it, but it might have been named after him. So we mentioned that last week. Now we're going to see another citation that the Beis Yosef in Tzfas is quoting from him. Third line of source number 8. Umatzasi shekos Rabbeinu Hagadol Mari Abu Hav b'shem Gaon. That if you stick your head into a window, you are mitzayif to asara. So that sounds pretty good. So let's assume for a moment that we are clear in halacha that people standing in the Ezes Nashim are not mitzayif to a minyan. But if the Ezes Nashim has windows, like if you ever go to a shtibel, there's always a window there, right? And let's say a curtain, so you move the curtain over, you stick your head into that window. So then you are mitzayif to asara. That's what Mari Abu Hav says. Fine. Now how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, the Torah. Look at source number 9, which we'll explain a little bit more. Says source number 9. The discussion that we had earlier about a chatzir, about the small chatzir open to a larger chatzir. Im chatzir ktana nifritza b'milua l'gdola. You have a small chatzir and one wall is entirely missing, and open to a larger chatzah that has a longer, wider perimeter. V'tisha b'gdola v'echa b'ktana mitztarfin. Sha'ktana nigreres achar ha'gdola. V'arehu ki'ilu hu b'soch ha'gdola kevan sharo b'gdola. If you have a big room and a small room, like we saw earlier, then you have 9 people in one person in the small room, that should work. Which sounds like maybe, is that going to mean that therefore if you have a big room and a small Ezes Nashim that the women, the people, the men who are standing in Ezes Nashim therefore could be schlepped, stepped on the rein to the people who are in the front room?
Yeah.
That's what we might say. Look at the Beis Yosef who's explaining this point in the tour. Kosar Rabbeinu Yerucham, nearly, ki ein lo avi mikan rai alo osam ha'omdim ba'azara. You can't bring a rai from this to people who are standing in the... The what?
Azara may not be 90 seconds.
Good, okay, we're not saying it as a snashim here, into the Azara. From those people in the hallway, will not necessarily be schlepped into the minion in the room. Why? Shezeh, second line of source number 10. Shezeh, Mayrish, and Nefritz, will be Milua Haktana. When did we say that the small room connects to the big room and is schlepped after, and whoever's in the small room is considered that they're connected to the people in the big room? That's when, like I said before, the entire wall of that small room is gone, and it's connected entirely. It's completely permeable, not just permeable, it's completely open. Aval, look at the last 4 words of number 10. The Beis HaKnesses Yesh Mechitzas Beinahem. If there's a Mechitza, then even though there's a small room connected to a big room, those Mechitzas serve a Mechitza is a wall. We like calling it a Mechitza, but a Mechitza is a wall. And therefore, other side of a Mechitza is a different room, and therefore, you cannot be Mitztaref. Now let me ask you a question.
He's talking about with the 2 rooms in the basic Knesset. What about, like in our shul, there's one big room where there's a mechitza.
I don't know why you called it one big room. If I hear the word mechitza, it sounds to me like there are 2
rooms. Our basic Knesset is one big room.
We decide, how do you define a room?
If there's one roof, if there's one room.
One room. Like let's talk, see the next source and we'll see if you're right or not. Because I don't know if I might have cut out, I think I cut out the piece that relates to you. Let me ask a question that's even more fun, more important. Not more important, but more clear. Let's say, if you go to our bima, I'd like to think that the bima where the Kriyas HaTorah is happening is in shul, right? What? Okay, first of all, they could be elevated more than 10 tefachim, which in Hilchas Shabbos makes it a different rishus. Second of all, our bima included has walls around it. Has mechitzas. They're 10 tefachim high, probably.
Yeah, they are.
They are 10 tefachim high.
Yeah.
And therefore, everything we just learned means that it's a different rishus, it's a different room, and therefore,
nobody's standing.
You either need 10 people standing on the bima in order to lane.
No, it's not going to schlep in from a bigger room.
But not. We just said that we won't schlep from a small room to a bigger room if there's a mechitza there.
The outside is a bigger room. The inside by the
bima. Yeah, but that's not the case.
But it still doesn't work if there's a mechitza.
That's not.
If you have mechitzas around the bima, that means that the bima is not part of the shul. There's a mechitza there, and therefore you either have to have 10 people on the bima,
but it still won't.
Or I don't know what.
In the case of Arabin are two adjacent sort of rishus. Over here it's one big rishus.
You're saying it's better, it's more kal if the rishus is surrounded.
But that would include a better question, what about the balcony? Like the
balcony, okay, we'll talk about balcony. We won't talk about balconies one time. Let's see source number 11, what the Beis Yosef says about a bima. What about the bima? We all assume that we're the chazan's amud, or the bima, where they're laning. That's, we assume that they're part of the minion. I should hope so, right? You need a minion to lane. You need a minion for the chazan to do chazar sashatz and baruch and everything. Nira shehi b'teila legabi beis knesses she'ena ela kmo tashmish beis knesses. That bima, you're right. Is it a mechitza? Yes. Should it be a different room? Theoretically, yes. But conceptually, it's in the service of the Beis Knesses and therefore cannot be defined as an independent rishus. As he says even more clearly at the end of source number 11, v'hinei ha-mechitzos she'yesh la-teva eino ela l'noi v'lo le-havdel. Why do we have walls around the bima? Because we want to separate between the men on the beam and the men downstairs?
Decoration.
No, either a decoration or you don't want people falling off. As opposed to, what's the walls between the men's section and the women's section?
Separation.
A separation, that's called a mechitza.
That's only mechitza of the smiyos. It's not a separation in the sense of a separate room. There must be a distinction between different kinds of mechitzas. If you have, for example, a piece of curtain falling down,
you are listening to
you're drawing parallels from sukkah, right? By sukkah, we know that there's a din of mechitza. Dofen has to be mechitza, right? And we know that a mechitza legabe sukkah is a mechitza in Shabbos. Doesn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara in sukkah says that a mechitza in Shabbos is an incredible lumdus about that. And therefore, a mechitza in Shabbos is a wall, a separate rishus. So to a mechitza for a sukkah would probably be a separate rishus.
But this mechitza you have around the bima is also a mechitza for Shabbos and a mechitza for sukkah.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's
lenoi. It's lenoi.
As opposed to a dofen for a sukkah, it's not lenoi. It's to make a rishus, to make a bin, to make a basukos teshu, to make a house.
It's a separate house.
It's not lenoi.
What? Because it separates the men.
That's not noi, that's the separate. You said the word yourself. You said it to separate. Look at the Lashon of Beis Yosef. Eino ela l'noi v'lo l'hevdel. You said the word to separate yourself, right? That's the point. If it's to separate, that means it serves as a separation. As opposed to being where it's not to separate. This is just a side point, a tangent, just to, you know, if anyone's wondering how come the mechitza, if we're saying that we can't be mitzarif behind the mechitza with the Beis Knesses, so what about a bima? That was just to allay that fear.
Are we saying that the women are not davening with the minion since they're...
We're going to get to that point in shortly. We have to get there shortly. So we didn't say that yet, but that will be that in the next question, obviously. Fine. So again, at this point we're going to conclude, which is what the Beis Yosef, the next source, says, that regarding tziruf for a minyan behind the mechitza is not a tziruf, as opposed to the ability to answer amen, yesh mirabah, etc., that will be okay even on the other side of a mechitza, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that afilu mechitza shel barzel eino chotzeis between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's actually make our way to the Shulchan Aruch itself. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Kaddish, Siman Nun Hei, Sif Yud Gimel, Tzar Shiyu, Kol HaTzara, all 10 people in the minyan have to be b'makom echad v'shliach tzibri mahem. Those are two different points. They have to be in the location of the minyan, and the shliach tzibri has to be in the location of the minyan. Va'omei, the famous halacha that we know about, what about somebody in the doorway? Depends where he's standing. If the doorway will close, then he's inside. If the doorway will not close, he's outside. Look at the Mishnah Berurah in italics in source 13. Aval mitzasa mecheder zeh, mitzasa mecheder zeh, eina mitztarfim. Afal pisha pesach posuach b'neihem. Wait a second. Maybe this, if there's an open door between the two rooms, maybe that should connect the people. Right? Let's say you have a mikvah. You have a mikvah of mayim ksherim and mayim psulim, mayim sh'uvim and mayim mikvah. If you have a pesach kishoferes, I know, that's like a doorway. It opens and connects. That causes ir of mikvahs. It connects. There's a neshika there, and there, it connects the two mikvahs. So can we say the same thing? If you have a doorway, until now, maybe we're talking about mechitzas without a doorway. What if there's a doorway that connects? Well, let me ask you a question. If you have a sukkah that has a doorway, does that mean you don't have a mechitza there? No, you have a mechitza. The doorway is just part of the mechitza. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now. Afal pi, end of the top line of the Mishnah Berurah in source 13, in the italics. Afal pi, shapesa pesach b'neihem, mishum de'ein sham pirtza, va'pesa, mishum de'ein sham pirtza, va'pesa gufa kemechitza chashuva. That doorway is just part of the mechitza. Yes, it's a doorway in the mechitza, but it's still a mechitza. And therefore, even if there's a doorway, you cannot join the two.
Yeah, I was talking about cheders.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to relate to a different point. Those of us who are in our Gemara Shiur on Shabbos afternoon, we learned a few weeks ago in the halachas of benching by Zimun, a Mishnah that says, "Bizman, what happens if you have a few people here and a few people there? Could they be mistarif to Zimun? Bizman Sharoin, Elu is Elu? Where else do we have that sugya? I don't know where else we have the sugya of... What?
By Adam.
Yes, by Adam. By Adam Zomerman. Right. That's right. Could you be Messiah of two groups of people? Let's say there's a murder. Right, what was that kitty? What was that case in Manhattan that everybody saw what happened
Kitty
down?
Genovese.
Kitty Genovese. Thank you. Right.
Queens.
So it was in Queens. I thought it was Manhattan. Okay. Queens. Okay. Half the people here are from Queens. Yeah, so the Kitty Genovese case you had. And they all saw the terrible things that was happening downstairs, and they were all looking from their windows. So could you be mitzarif, all the different people in their various windows, to one kind of edus to testify about that terrible tragedy that happened down below? So says the Mishnah in Makos, the Mishnah in Brachos, Toyim HaBenching, Bismasho and Elu is Elu, mitzarif. Oh, if that's the case, what are we? We're being mitzarif people. Mitzarif, and that's the word. We're connecting people for a kind of edus. We're connecting people for a Zimun. And the Zimun even has the concept of Asara. So we're connecting people through visual contact. That's a great solution. So that means if I have, let's say, men, for example, in the men's section, men, for example, in the women's section, Ubizman Sharon Elu es Elu, that should solve the problem. You're right. Until now, we talked about a mechitza, but that was just two separate groups. But once we have this new kula, it's a new tziruf. Even two people in two different batim, that's the context of the Mishnah in Brachos. It's talking about a Zimun, it says, two batim are not mitzayiv to a Zimun. However, Bizman Shiroh and Elu es Elu, then even though they're in two separate houses, they could be mitzayiv through that row and Elu es Elu. So if that's the case, if you have a mechitza, but you could see back and forth, that might cause the tziruf to yes work. Which means that you can be mitzarif for a minyan, people in the nash as it's nasha with people in the shul.
If you can see both sides of it.
Except not in our shul.
Right, you can't see.
Why? Because Baruch Hashem, our shul has a one-way mirror that actually works. How do I know that? Because I have no idea if people are listening to me when I speak in shul. I have no idea if the women are, you know, I have no idea how many people are there. I don't know. So it's takan not ron elu selu. And therefore, in this shul specifically, we won't have the heter of ron elu selu. In other shuls, yeah, where they have a sitru mechitza, you will possibly have the heter of Veron Elu es Elu if you are willing to equate the Mishnah in Brachos about benching to assume the same thing should be about a minyan for Shabbos, for davening. Do we have the right to make that equation? Some say yes. Let's look at the next five words of the Mishnah Berurah at the end of source number 13. V'yesh machmirin afilu b'roin. That means that yes, the Rashba did say that you can. I didn't have this Rashba on the page, but yes, there is a Rashba says that you could equate. Just like Ron Eilis Eilu works to connect two groups for benching, so too for tefillah, says the Mishnah Berurah right here. Not everybody agrees to that. And some people say, no, Ron Eilis Eilu only works for benching. Maybe for Kitty Genovese, for Eidus, but not for tefillah.
That's
and
a Chedorim. That he's talking, he says, Miktasa Macheder Zeb, Miktasa Macheder Echer. He's talking with the two Chedorim. We're not talking like an Arshu with one Cheder.
Okay, so I'm sorry to
it says in the beginning,
I forgot to relate to your point. When the postman are talking about the bima, they say that the concept of being under the same roof.
how do you define a cheder?
Right, the definition of a cheder will only, meaning being under the same roof will not make it into the same cheder.
Is that one cheder?
What?
Bashul, is that one cheder?
That is not one cheder.
It's not one cheder?
It's not one cheder.
Why?
It was three chedarim.
Was it a mechitza?
Because of the mechitzas, yes. It's three rooms. And the bima, the poskim say that if the bima, the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, if the bima had walls that would go up to the roof, that's when it would taka be perhaps a separate rishus. But other than that, it wouldn't because it's a bima. But regular rooms that aren't a bima would be a separate room even without it going to the ceiling. I mean, you don't need, the fact that it's joined by the same ceiling doesn't make it the same room. You're looking at the ceiling to define a room, halacha looks at the walls by the for the definition.
What about the downstairs? What about downstairs and regular mechamah? We have the mechitza broken.
Right.
The mechitza is there. You can see people on the other side of the mechitza.
Okay, through the broken, okay, very good. So let's say downstairs they have the movable mechitza, and you see people through, if you see people through the mechitza, so then the Rashba will say, just like for benching, and just like for a tzir, for a katav edus, you can connect the two groups, so too for davening, and it would be okay. And on that, what does Mishnah Berurah say? That's the last five words of the Mishnah Berurah in source number 13, v'yesh machmir nafilu beroin. That even in that case, which is the best case scenario, that is mutar according to the Rashba, Yesh Machmir, not like that Rashba who applies Ron Eilu Eselah for davening. But we have to finish off soon. So let's look at source number 14.
In all these cases, just to clarify for me, are we talking about the formation? I got lost a little bit as to what we're talking about, the formation of a minyan where you have downstairs, nine on one side, one on the other. Are we talking about you have a minyan in the main shul, but you have a thing of misfala?
Okay, so where we're holding now, we're holding now without Ron Eilu Eselah, which in itself is a separate issue, where we're holding right now is that to be mitzarif to a minyan, you have five here and five there, that will not work. If you have 10 in one place and one or two in the other place, he's not mitzarif to the minyan. He is allowed to answer Kedusha and Amen. Is it tefillah b'tzibur? We haven't yet spoken about. That we'll speak about momentarily. That's going to be the next source, Baruch Hashem, source number 14. It always works out well. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kaddish, all these halachas, by the way, of who's part of the minyan and who's together, do you have a minyan, it's all in Hilchas Kaddish, all Simen Nun Hei. In Aruch Chaim, it's all in the same Simen, it's all within the same with few Seifen. Simen Nun Hei, Sif Yadal, Mish Omeid, I just want you to file the next word away in your minds, Achorei, based on Knesses. Somebody's standing behind the shul, in the back of the shul, B'yesh B'nei Chalon, and there's a window to that people, those people behind the shul, etc., etc. If you are standing, if your face is in the window, mitztarif yimam lasor, you mitztarif to a minyan. Why? Because since your face is in the minyan, in the window, we saw this already in the Beis Yosef, since your face is in the window, it's like you're connected. Let's look at the second paragraph of the italics of the Mishnah Berurah. Vimkein lefizeh pashut, ha'omdim be'ezes nashim. Wow, this is mamish. Finally, we see somebody discussing our case explicitly. Ubemechitza hamafsekes yesh chalon. Okay, not our shul, but let's say a shtibel where there's an ezus nashim that has a window that's open. Umar lehem panim panav misham mitztarif imam lasara. If your face is in the window, I mean, if you're the guy who's davening by the window and you're looking through, you are mitztarif to an asara. V'kol shekein. And certainly, this is your question, Mr. Bergman. What happens if there are 10 without you? You just want to, are you to consider tefillah b'tzibur? If there are 10 besides you, and you're the 11th person there, well, if you're besav to a minion, certainly nechshav tefila b'tzibra yedezah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that if your face is in the window, you can fulfill tefila b'tzibur, even though you're in a different room, even though you're in the Ezes Nasha.
Does the window have to be open?
I would think yes, otherwise it's a mechitza. Yeah, I would think yes. Now, gentlemen, I'd like you to skip to source number 17, Darach HaShulchan, and see what he says. Darach HaShulchan is not talking about the Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about the Shulchan Aruch. And you'll see something very interesting. What's the idea of your face in the window? Why not your nose, why not your toes in the window? Why not your hands in the window? Why does your face have to be in the window? What?
Because your head is the main part of your body.
So why do you say Rubo in the window?
You have to be Rowan, Elul.
Right? By Hilchas Sukkah, we have Rosha Veruba. We don't just have Rosha.
By the head, you identify who it is.
You know who it is. Okay, let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. This is very into Hashgafa. This is very Shal Shudas time. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, source number 17. You know why we say that your face has to be in the window? Because what's the whole point of being in Shul, of being Mitzav to a minion? Because why by 10 could you have a minion? Because then you have Hashras HaShchina. And where do we have Hashras HaShchina? On the face. Where do we know that the face is the source of Hashras HaShchina?
It says you're supposed to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, right.
Moshe Rabbeinu, exactly. Look at the second line. It's source number 17 on the bottom of the third page. V'ikra Hashras HaShchina hi al haponim. K'desiv ki Koran or panav. And now look at what he says. Miu zevadai. On the top of page number 4, it says, Aruch HaShulchan nun hei sifchaf. And they see each other's face. Why? Even though you see their faces, it still won't work to be mitztarif, and presumably to be even counted as tefillah b'tzibur. It's a machitza, and there are two wushuyos in their walls. Wait a second. What do the first three words of source 14 say? The Shulchan Aruch said explicitly that if you're standing on the other side of on the back of the shul, you are mitztarif. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll see right now. There's two kinds of standing outside of shul. There's standing outside of shul, meaning outside. Well, if you're outside and your face is in the window, it's as though you're
inside.
As opposed to if you're outside the shul in a different room, not outside the shul, you're just in a different room. So being in the window does not make you like you're in the shul because you're wherever you are, you're in your room. When does standing in the window make you like you're in shul? If you're not in any other room, you're standing outdoors. So then put your face in the window, that makes you like you're indoors. But if you're in room A, so why does putting your face in the window make you like you're in room B? That's what he says in the last line, and therefore, according to Aruch HaShulchan, even somebody whose face is in the window would probably not even be mitztarif, would definitely not be mitztarif to a minion, and possibly not even be mitztarif for tefillah b'tzibur.
What happens if you have 10 men in the Ezes Nashim? They have to form their own minion.
That's great. 10 men in Ezes Nashim.
So I'm saying if you have 50
so then
people,
there's no Shaila.
Right, so I'm saying...
Right, so here for Friday night, for example, and I don't want to talk about here because I said I'm not going to get anything political, Chas V'Shalom. If you have 10 men, then there's no Shav Tzir Flasara. There's only a different problem.
Yeah. You don't have a chazer.
Your Baal Tefillah is in a different room, and we said that that's not going to be Mitztarif, because there's
a
wall
there. Can you
have
a meeting without Baal Tefillah?
No one said Baruch Hu here. You're allowed to answer Baruch Hu, we said.
Saying, let's say you're just davening without a chazen, and you just have 10 men.
That's still tefillah b'tzibur.
So you'd still be
going to tefillah b'tzibur, 100%. That will bring us, and I think we have to head towards the finish line now, that will bring us to the final discussion, which will be what Rabbi Sonnenblick just raised. If you taka have a minion in the Ezes Nashim, so all of our concerns fall away. Tzir for a minion, you have a minion here. Tefillah b'tzibur, you have 10 people here. It is tefillah b'tzibur. Answering Amen Yehi Shmir Abba Baruch Hu, that we said that even a mechitza shel barzalei no mafsik, that we're not worried about being in a different room. There's only one issue left. What's the level of the kedusha of where you're standing? Let's see, and here for the next three, four sources are our contemporary poskim. And before we see this, I will just share a halacha that I heard that's cited in one of Rav Shechter's son from Soloveitchik. The title was the following. There was a shul that had, for whatever reason, a lot more women coming than they had, or maybe the men's section was made too big initially, and they had equal participation, and now they needed to take away part of the men's section to the women's section. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because you're not allowed to be morid the kedusha of the ezes gvarim to serve as ezes nashim, because it has a less level of kedusha. And therefore, listen to this. You have to sell that portion of the shul to become a non-shul at all.
Then buy it back.
It doesn't have kedushas based knesses anymore. And then buy it back and put the ezes nashim there. That's what Soloveitchik held. But let's see what the Rav Ozner Zatzal also talked about this issue. In source number 18, Rav Ozner and Shevet HaLevi Chelak Tesim Rechav. Lidin HaSheila, okay, Lidin Kedusha is the end of the first white line. The first line. Lidin Kedusha says it's Nashim. Be'etem Yesh Vikuach. There's an argument being Gedoli Achronim. Verubam is over the majority of the Achronim assumed he darga pechusa shal Kedusha based concepts. That there's a lower level of Kedusha than a shul. And we know Asher Kedu Yesh Machlokas Harishonim in Kedusha, so the Kedusha of a basic Knesset might even be a din d'oraisa. And within that thing that might be a din d'oraisa, the base Knesset, the Ezes Nashim, has a lower level. A Pashan Modelin and Sir Fasar, that's something else which we talked about. Fine. Now let's look at source number 19. Source number 19.
What about the Rosh Hashanah, how we do that?
Downstairs, we move the pizza to the middle of the room downstairs, and then we have Rosh Hashanah.
Mm. I guess you know where you should get your seats. Actually, I think we just found a new way to raise money for the shul. We're not gonna leave the prices the same, but the prices that are in the place that's originally the Ezes Gvarim, we're gonna add $20 more.
It's movable, it's not kavua, maybe. Since it's movable, maybe it's not kavua.
Your point is well taken. Thank you. That's a very good point. I think it's a very good point. The Melchis Yitzchak, he has a very unusual svara. I'm not going to go into it. He sounds like maybe the kedusha is the same, but it's a very shver svara if you look at it carefully. Let's finish off with Tzitz Eliezer, who we also spoke of. We finished off last year about walking into mosques. We finished last year with the Tzitz Eliezer. Let's finish this year also with the Tzitz Eliezer. Ulam Achar Iyun, source number 20, Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Testimony Aleph. Ulam Achar Iyun, after analysis, Nira Deina Dava Kulkach Pashat, is not a simple matter. Since it has been clear to know that Ruba de Ruba shall poskim Svira, the vast majority of the poskim assume the kedushas as asnashim, he beharbe yoser ktana. It is significantly less than the kedushas based on Knesset's gufa, etc., etc., whatever his question was, which is a question of changing the status of different rooms. Why is it that Ezes Nashim is a lower level of Kedusha? That's a different tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer. I'm sorry, same tshuva, but a different place in that tshuva, in source number 21. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, we'll finish with this. Lasos Mimokshim is Palaman Nashim. Into an Ezes Nashim, to do exactly what we said, to switch the regular shul to be used for an Ezes Nashim, have a Harada Mikedusha Vashinui Gomer. Why? He's now going to mention five different reasons why an Ezes Nashim has less Kedusha. Number one, the Betfilas HaNashim, personal Shema V'omru Kedusha Baruch Hu Tefil B'Korah. In the Ezes Gvarim, you have all those things that we call Dvarim Shebik Kedusha. If you have Dvarim Shebik Kedusha happening in the Ezes Gvarim, it's fair to assume that it absorbs more Kedusha. Secondly, Gam Yesh Kam Mitzvahs Kedon Kriya Shema Nashim Peturas V'Godal Mehu Suva Osa. Kriya Shema, which is the Mitzvah Doraisa, is being recited in the Ezes Gvarim and not in the Ezes Nashim. Even if they recite it, they're not Mitzuva. It's not on the same level. The Gam Ba'arvis also, this just depends on the shul. Ma'arv, a lot of times it's only the Ezes Gvarim is used. It's just not used as much. Fourthly, Gam Yesh Kriyas HaTorah, etc. So therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer assumes, and the vast majority of poskim do assume, that the Ezes Nashim is less Kedusha, in which case one would sort of, if one has to consider their investment as far as taking time out to daven, they want their tefillahs to be powerful, as potent, as efficient as possible. It might stand to reason that those tefillos should be uttered in a place where there's a higher level of kedusha to inject them and invest them with a greater potency, that might be something that would make a lot of sense. As far as halakha l'maisa, I guess you should speak to your local Orthodox rabbi to see what he feels. As far as what the poskim, the gemaras, the rishonim, we put it out, and everybody, I invite everybody to make whatever decisions and have whatever conversations with their friends as they seem fit, whatever they felt the sugya gives off.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.